Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. The first 4th of July hot dog eating contest at Nathan's Restaurant on Coney Island was held in 1916. Today, it's a huge event broadcast on ESPN to 1 million viewers.
That's how big competitive eating has become. I mean, I like hot dogs, but 74 hot dogs with the buns in 10 minutes? No way. The question is, are these speed eaters hurting themselves?
One recent study asked this question and used fluoroscopy to see what was happening to the stomach as speed eaters ate hot dogs. It takes continuous X-ray beams to create moving images of a structure in the body.
The test also included a control subject who was physically larger than the competitive eater. Both were asked to eat as many hot dogs without buns as they could for 12 minutes.
The control stopped at 7 hot dogs, complaining he couldn't eat another. Fluoroscopy showed pieces of hot dog in the stomach and his abdomen looked flat.
In contrast, even while empty, X-rays of the speed eater's stomach showed it was a bit larger than normal. After 10 minutes, he had eaten 36 hot dogs and his stomach had stretched to fill the upper abdomen. He looked like a pregnant woman, but didn't feel full or uncomfortable.
After 2 hours, only a quarter of the food in his stomach had emptied into the intestines, compared with 3/4 for the control eater. So the study helps us see what's happening to a speed eater's stomach, but the long-term effects are still unknown.
What are the risks of a chronically dilated and flaccid stomach? Could it eventually fail to empty, which would cause nausea and vomiting and possibly require surgery? You have to wonder if the risks are worth the rewards.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.